Blog Talk Radio.
You try to make a wild out. I just make a wild out.
And I have it all in my stomach. You type the L, why you don't call me or nothing, man? I wouldn't have that bitch in the mall with me for nothing. You keep petty conversation. We know two words, orgasms and penetration. Big dog, ball to the wall, going all in. Send a ad back to you, hope you fall in. Kick it with a ratchet friend. You took all 10 on with you to the club and got them all in. Scrub. But anything you would give one day to know the life that a real nigga live one day. Know what it like when niggas fuck with you for real, for running, yay. And can still hit the streets and get a meal in one day. So, baby, if she next to Kane, the only thing you could be is the next best thing.
Cause if she did, she wouldn't be on my phone right now like that's my dick.
Really?
Cause she don't love you. Cause if she did, she wouldn't be on the club rapping like she my bitch. Nigga, that's my shit.
Okay.
You can't stand it, but that's my shit.
I
need to be dramatic, but that's my shit. Let a nigga try to come behind me. She met you, I was trying to find me. Try to never mind me. Ain't gotta remind me, but that's my shit.
Sharp, we're born swimming, nigga.
Just faces in the crowd. We all make memories.
Yo, it's your girl, Lexi Lex, live in the building. We all the way live. And you know, it's Friday, and tonight we got a hot show. We got Uptown XO, you know what I'm saying? Definitely an artist doing a lot of things out here in DMV and internationally. Also, we're going to have LaVon Walker live in the building. He's definitely a great comedian. Technical difficulties, but we back in the building. It's your girl, Lexi Lex. And we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, a dope show and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just live radio for you. Got situations. So we're going to have a great show. So we're going to go on the phone line and see if we got our girl Sandra in the building with us. Sandra, what's poppin'? Sandra, what's poppin'? Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines and see who we got live in the building with us. What's poppin'? We got a caller from the 678 live in the building. What's poppin'?
Yeah, this is LaVar. What's up?
What's poppin', LaVar? What's poppin' with you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just having some technical difficulties, but we back in the building. You know what I mean?
We back in the building. We in the building. This building ain't got no doors or no windows in this building right now, but we back. Or no roof.
For real, man.
So what's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man, digging in the scene on the gangster lane. So what's going on with you? It's a pleasure to have you live on the show with us, man.
Nothing right now, digging through some clothes, getting ready to go do a show tonight. But other than that, I'm blessed, man. I'm on the new season, The Last Comic Standing. You know, I did the Shaq All-Star Comedy Jam, 42 days, taped the DVD. I'm the Miller Lite champ that was judged by Kevin Hart in 2012. I also have a doctorate degree in pharmacy, and I'm a pharmacist as well. So life is great. I have no complaints. I love life, I love people, and I love you and this radio show. Okay. Yeah, that's
definitely,
what
that's
what
up.
Real real talk.
Well, that's a blessing. It's a blessing. It sounds like life is good for you, and it's good
life
that you don't say you're doing very well. That's interesting that you're a pharmacist and stuff like that. What inspired you to get into that field, a pharmacy?
I was 16, grew up on the south side of Chicago. And you know what I mean? Life was hard. You know, and one thing I said when I was 16, I said, I want to go to college. When I get out, I want to make some money. I want to go to something that will pay me immediately. So, you know, I majored in pharmacy, and, you know, sciences became a challenge. And I just stuck with it. You know, I stuck with it. I finished. Went to Xavier University. I finished
at
25. And, you know, comedy, I was always funny my whole life. And, you know, people always say, you should be a comedian. And my last year of pharmacy school, I started, you know, going out telling jokes. And I was always roasting motherfuckers on the yard and shit. And, posting little. And you know, I stuck with it, you know what I mean? Because I used to do it because I just get off work, working as I was, you know, I'm a retail pharmacist. And people would piss me off and shit, and I would go run up in the comedy club and just start talking about this shit. And niggas was laughing, and one thing led to another, did Comic View, and, you know, shit just got to kind of popping for me lightweight, you know what I mean? But it still hasn't got me to the point where I can quit my job. So I still work and travel. Because we do well as pharmacists, and that's a pretty large, you know, sizable income to replace. However, it has been able to supplement my income.
Yeah.
I fill in at different pharmacies, and, you know, I go out on the road. Because, you know what I'm saying, with this entertainment shit, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of control over what happens in our careers. Other than just going out and doing what it is we do. You know what I mean? So, and you got to love
that's
what
true.
You do.
But
and
I mean,
work.
Like, I understand where you come from with the pharmacy. My uncle's a pharmacist, and they do pay very well, and especially if you contract overseas, you get paid even more, you know,
well,
doing pharmacy.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, it is a doctorate degree. And, 7 years of sacrifice, 7 years of sacrifice and hard work in school. So, you know, that's why. I mean, you know what I mean? It's hard. This shit was a law for getting all that shit, all that book work. But,
well,
I
commend you for your hard work. I'm in school, too, so I know exactly. I don't know about going for the document, but I understand it's grueling. But with
here's what I say. This is how I feel about it, being a pharmacist. You know, I look at it. Is education. You know, it's a hustle. It's just a hustle, man. It's a hustle. It's a way for me to get money. You know, I don't mind helping people, you know, giving them medication and shit. But, you know, you got to, kids, you know, education is really important. And,
it is.
You know, a lot of times nowadays, you know, you go to school, but you got to go do some shit, you know, where it's a huge demand. And I think a lot of blacks and minorities, we miss out on big opportunities in fields related to science and math because that's where the money is. And it's because you want to do it. Now, don't get it twisted. I did not love sitting up studying pharmacokinetics and biochemistry and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's not like that's some exciting shit. But, you know, it's
hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard, but you did it, and the thing about it is that for the kids out there, you know, the kids out there, because a lot of the children think that when they get in the industry, it's not about education anymore, it's about talent. The thing is, you always have to have something to fall back on, and a lot of the greats have degrees, you know, it's not really publicized, but, you know, a lot of great people have degrees and stuff like that, and but the thing about it is, how did you connect with Shaq? To, you know, build this whole cohesion and fusion and torn and stuff around.
Well, when I won Miller Lite, well, first of all, I did the showcase. He had like this little, like a competition. It's some shit, uh-huh. you know, for us summers to be a part of the tour. And
but
so
you won
not,
a lot of money on that competition, didn't you?
No. This particular competition, this was in 2012, okay?
Oh, okay.
So in 2012, I flew to Orlando. This had to be like in March or April. This when they were taping that the next day after the little competition, they were taping the All-Star Comedy Jam, and they had Jay Farrell. Who was hosting that? I think Gary Owen was the host. They had Jay Farrell, Tony Roberts, Capone, and Duval. And so I went out there to showcase. I did good in the showcase, but I had a show that following night with Chaka Khan, so I had to get in and get out. But I ended up missing my flight. I did show it, but they didn't pick me in that night, though, or whatever. And I wasn't tripping. But the way God works, you know, I was already, the Miller Lite comedy competition was coming up. And so I ended up winning that. And with Kevin Hart being the judge, you know, a lot of heat follows Kevin. So the executive producer from the Shaq thing happened to be there. He saw me. And as I won the 10 grand in Vegas, they were like, hey, I got a call. Hey, LeVar, you want to do some time on our show in Vegas? I said, fucking right. So I went out there and told the show up, and they gave me all the dates. And I ended up taping the DVD. That's how that happened, just like that.
Hello? Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm here. I was like, wow. I said, I mean, but that's definitely great. I mean, you know what I'm saying, seeing you work and stuff, and you definitely done a lot of things and have risen to, you know, to the point where people are looking at you as, and you've done stuff with the greats and stuff. What do you feel is the biggest highlight in the industry for you?
The biggest highlight? I think the Miller Lite was one of my biggest accomplishments, winning that. You know what I mean? It kind of garnered me a little more heat, a little more attention, you know what I'm saying? And I also was touring for a little while. I toured with the Plastic Cup Boys, Kevin Hart's group or whatever. I was on the road for a little while, too. So it definitely
How was it working with Kevin?
Oh, it was cool. I actually did a show with Kevin in Atlanta City. He flew me out. I did his first Heartbeat Weekend. He flew me out, me, him, Cedric the Entertainer. Joe Claire and Little Real, we did the show. We did the first Heartbeat Weekend. Kevin is a good dude, really nice guy.
Oh, wow.
You know, to be that big a star, you think if anybody could afford to be a dickhead, it would definitely be him. But the guy is still like, I mean, it's like he's still like he acts like he's doing open mic or some shit. Like, it's crazy. Very humble, very humble. You know what I noticed in this business? I'm still a nobody in the fucking business, but I noticed all the A-list stars, the big names, are really cool and down to earth. Them D-list niggas had a worse attitude. They had a worse fucking attitude. You know what I mean? The niggas is...
Yeah.
But see, it's a big difference from being popular than being famous. It's two different things.
Well,
like
I think sometimes some people are bitter, you know, in this industry. It can make people bitter, so that's why I said you have some situations like that.
It can. This can be a rotten business, a very rotten business.
Mm-hmm.
With comedy or music
or anything, it's cutthroat. And I mean, knowing the inside of some of the comedy stuff, you guys. It's brutal out there. It's brutal.
It is. It really is, man. It's fucking ridiculous. You think a bunch of guys that want to bring laughter to the world to be nice and shit. These motherfuckers are some evil motherfuckers out there. You hear me? Will cut your throat and smile in your goddamn face.
Definitely. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, we're also going to have Uptown Exo Artist Live in the building on the show also. The other thing I was going to ask you also was Any new endeavors coming up that we need to check out, or any collabos, any tours coming up anytime soon?
I mean, next big thing I coming up, I'm on Last Comic Standing on NBC, and that airs
okay.
in July. That's like my new big thing. I'm definitely in talks for some movies right now, but you know how that shit go. I can't really say shit, and even if I say some shit and get the role, the movie gotta get green. You know how that shit goes. So,
exactly.
My next thing that's in the can is Last Comic Standing. I got my check for that, and that shit is coming out. So, that's what it is, man. I really think that'll kind of give me a little nudge too, as far as push, because I basically just talk about being a pharmacist on there, and I think a lot of the jokes that I'm doing is, like, memorable because I work in ghetto-ass pharmacies and deal with ignorant niggas all that damn day. And I really think that's one of – people going to be like, oh, that's the pharmacist nigga. Because I used to be, oh, that's the dude to do the T.I. impersonation. So now that's a pharmacist, you know.
Due to the time, LaVar, we also want to get your social media. If people want to stay up to date with everything that's going on with you and stuff. So can you give everybody your social media information?
Everything is LaVar Walker, L-A-V-A-R Walker.
Okay.
L-A-V-A-R Walker, Twitter, Instagram, everything. And that is my real name. I'm not like, no, I don't have no dumbass name like, you know, Little Var, no shit. No, LaVar Walker, that's me. Y'all look me up. Okay?
That's what's up. LaVar, you're a very interesting individual, and I wish you nothing but blessings, and I hope to see you on the new show and continue to have blessings and things. Like, we really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you, my dear. It's been a plum pleasing pleasure. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I will never stop believing in you. Remember that, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet, LaVar. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Definitely. We just had the wonderful LaVar walk alive in the building. Don't forget to support him in his comedy, everything he has going on. And also, we're going to have Uptown XO live on the show once we come back from this song. So stay on the line, call in at 347-826-7722. Let's radio online.
All right.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Vance and Sugar Don, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork in Nina Vega and get lit, what? Introducing Phantom of the Dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from defense, drench and deep as an E7, showboating with Rugas, flash mines, Belafonte Jigger, let's get forward this work as we confiscate your figures. Chasing over Brown, levitating Gigi and Dashiki, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond, running headed ice band, epic killer diamond, convention, Harlem Buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue. I play the thief, what? Sensations at the Marcy Barbie screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out.
Yo, we just had LaVar walk alive in the building. We're going to go to the phone lines. We got the one and only Uptown XO, a.k.a. Lil Brother, a.k.a. Making Moves, a.k.a. All the Way Live in the building. What's popping, XO?
What it do? I'm cooling.
You sound like you really chilling. You relaxed over there. What's going on?
Yeah, man, you know, I'm on, I'm just happy to be here, man.
That's what's up. So, XO,
what's
new, man? I've seen you grown. I mean, you've done so many things. I mean, you've been to New York back and forth, you know what I'm saying, opening up for a lot of, you know, big artists and doing a lot of things. And so what's new now with XO?
Elu, everybody ain't like this. Everybody ain't like you. Me and my brother, Aleem Bilal, we got an album. You can actually pre-order the album right now. It's in the link in my bio on my Instagram, UptownXO, at UptownXO underscore Elu. And, yeah, man, we got a brand new sound for the people. And, you know, 5115 is when the album dropped. Man, it's total landscape of music gonna change when I come up. We got Pinky Killer Corn on the joint. We got Visto on the joint. We got Rock Mikey on the joint. You know what I'm saying? We got a brand new sound for the people out here. Okay. Elu.
That's what's up. Now, you've been in the game for a minute, and I've definitely seen you grow in the game. What's the difference between EXO from back then to EXO now?
Well, you know, now, you know what I'm saying, I'm just bossed up. I got my own brand with my, you know, with my homies, you know what I'm saying? I live the line, and, you know, we even are bossed up now, you know what I'm saying? Back then, it was like I had a different mindset, like, oh, I need to get a deal or, you know, something like that. But now it's like I'm independent of everything. We got hats. We got merchandise. We're doing our own events, everything, you know what I'm saying? So I'm way more entrepreneurial these days, you know what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Oh, okay, definitely. That's what's up. Now, speaking of the DMV market, do you see more? Because back in the day, a lot of people were more, a little bit more cutthroat. Yeah, I'm starting to see more cliques and, you know, groups forming nowadays or whatever. Do you feel like more unity is coming about in the DMV market?
Most definitely. Got to do it together, man. Got to, you know, put all the, got to put all the resources together, man, and, you know, like really, you know, Voltron out this joint, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, really Voltron out this joint. For real. I'm sorry, I mean, y'all got air like that, man. late nights, early mornings over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, take that
coal
out your eye and wake your ass up, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to sleep like little naps, you know what I'm saying? So it's like around the time, you know what I'm saying? It's like my little nap time, you know what I'm saying? So I go, you know, for like 30, you know what I'm saying? And I'm back at it, you know what I'm saying? We don't even sleep over it. Real life.
So you've been traveling all over the place, man. What's your favorite place to go?
My favorite place, I like California. My favorite place to go is Cali. You know what I'm saying? We got to see some new records, man. We got to see out some new records, man. Me and Aline Bilal, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take over the whole city, man, with this new sound, man. Period. We're just pushing it forward, the sound forward. So flows, everything, you know what I'm saying?
What do we expect from this new album? Like, what do we expect from this? I know we're getting some Raheem singing and everything, but have you changed your style up? What's different? What are we getting from this newer sound?
Most definitely. I changed my style up. It's like being so informed in hip hop. And what hip hop really is, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had to stay hip to what was going on out here, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was with a different, you know, I came up with like Diamond District, and I'm at open mics with Black Indian rapping, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I was young, 16, rapping with Black Indian, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's the era, the style I come from, you know what I'm saying? Like that classic boom bap style, you know what I'm saying? And every style I noticed in hip hop had their own little, like, it was like on some routine shit, like everybody had their style that they stuck to. You know what I'm saying? And that they were loyal to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now I'm on some shit like I'm going in and out every style. You know what I'm saying? And I'm adapting to, you know, every beat is like a new style. You know what I'm saying? Every beat is like a new fight. You know, I'm on some Bruce Lee shit. You know, Bruce Lee came over here with the wushu or whatever, but he started bouncing around like Muhammad Ali. And taking different things like wrestling moves and all that and applying it because there's different ways to execute things, you know what I'm saying? And you have to adapt, you know what I'm saying, to you know, to execute in the best way for real. You know what I'm saying? So with this Elu joint, man, it's just a new sound, man. New sound for me, Rock Mikey, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Where did the title Elu come from? Who's the answer?
My brother Aline Bilal one day, he was on the phone, and he was talking to one of his friends, you know what I'm saying? One of his lady friends, and he was like, man, you know, everybody ain't like us, man. Everybody ain't like you, you know what I mean? And he just stuck with it, you know what I'm saying? He created the logo, And then me and him was always working together, so it's just something that we just teamed up on. And now we have an album, and now we have clothes and stuff, you know what I mean, merchandise and all that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's crazy.
Also, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, since you've been in the game, you've seen the ups and downs, you've been through your changes and stuff, and you've seen how the DMV market has changed with the music industry and stuff. What is one thing that you feel has learned, that you have learned through your journey, and something that you would want to share, some type of advice to the youth out there?
To the people out there, it's like, it's like belief, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people came and went, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people put it down, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I guess things weren't working out for them, or, you know, they didn't get that immediate satisfaction from what the work that they was putting in or something like that. But, you know, it's faith, man. You got to have faith in yourself and keep going, you know what I mean? And that's the main thing. You got to stick with, you believe in yourself. Almost like you believe in God, you got to believe in yourself. And then, man, you'll be able to live off the talent God gave you, you know what I'm saying? But you can't have no doubt in that, you know what I'm saying? And that's how we living over here, man, real life. That's how we living.
Exactly.
No?
Exactly. Any shows or any shows coming up anytime soon we need to check out or look out for?
Yeah, 5115, same day the album dropped. We at Cafe Asia with Black Alley. We performing live Saturday performing. You know what I'm saying? We're going to turn up, man. So everybody come out to Cafe Asia. 5115, that's May 1st. And, yeah, I got Pure Lounge every Tuesday, Uptown Tuesdays. So everybody in the DMV come out to that, all the local artists. Come out, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hottest talent in the city be out there, man. That's where everybody at, you know? And, yeah, eluusa.com. We got all the shows on the website, all the future shows.
That's what's up. Everybody need to definitely support XO. He's definitely been in the game for a minute doing some amazing things. Also, you know, 420 is around the way, you know, don't forget. And it's legal in D.C. now, but you can actually plant, like, I think you can grow, like, 6 plants now in your home. But, you know, just a little information for those ones who want to cultivate out there. But XO, it's definitely a pleasure, and you know, we enjoy having you, and you know, definitely check you out and support you at your event. And you know, for people that want to check you out and keep updated with everything that's going on with XO, what is your social media information?
At UptownXO_Elu on Instagram, at UptownXO on Twitter. Uptown X on Facebook, all that, man. EUSA.com to check out our new video. We just put out a video the other day called Meet Again, you know what I'm saying? One of the first singles off the album. We had another single we dropped on the joint called Demons featuring Crystal Lee. And, yeah, man, Elu, the album is coming out. Everybody ain't like us. Me and my brother, Lane Bilal, 5115, man. Get ready, man.
That's what's up. You just heard the one and only XO live in the building. Don't forget to support. And you already know what it is. We're going to go hit some music, and we're going to come back with the Sandra Sports Report in a few minutes. So we're going to go to some music, and we're going to come right back. It's your girl, Leshy Lesh, live in the building. And I'm calling at 347-826-7722. And we're going to go to some DMX head up, and we're going to be right back.
I just wish we all understood the beauty. Just listen. Listen.
Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark to light down the road to let me know he would light.
DMX with his old depressing ass.
Let's come back to Lush Radio Online and let's talk to Sandra. Let's talk about some interesting sports report. Sandra, could you turn the thing down? I think Sandra's listening to us. We'll come back. Hopefully we'll get her back on the line, but like I said, it's 4:20 on Monday. So, you know, now it's legal in D.C. to smoke, but if you're under the age of 21, you're not allowed to smoke. And also, you're allowed to, I think, grow like 6 plants in the house, 6 plants in the house, along with having 6 plants in the house. You're also allowed to share it with your friends, but you're not allowed to sell it. But you know most people are going to try to sell it, you know. They said on average it takes 4 months to actually grow. And it depends on the type of seed you get, and I think it's like $10 a seed. So, I mean, weed or hemp, it also can be used for different types of forms of different things, for fuel, it's material to make shirts, bricks, or whatever you decide to do. But, you know, eventually, you know, the government just wants to capitalize on it, you know. But in Colorado, I think is the best place if you really want to have a farm or something. So we're going to go back to the phone line and see if we have Sandra
live
in the building. Hello, Sandra. Are you there?
Yeah, hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear
me? you had the show loud as I don't know what over there in the background going
on.
Oh,
it was going on. I wasn't here listening.
But so,
it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday. We had some interesting interviews tonight.
Yes, we did.
Very interesting. What's going on with the sports report? What's popping?
Well, of course we know, and I mean, the whole world knows that, you know, by Justin Sandra, brought to you by Justin Sandra, sponsored by Justin Sandra. Well, we know what's going on right now in the whole world that Aaron Hernandez, who by far I think takes the dumbest sports player, athlete, whatever you want to call him. He was sentenced to life in prison for the murder of Odell, which is Aaron Hernandez's fiance's sister's boyfriend. So yeah, it's a very huge twist. But you know that happened, and then of course Adrian Peterson. Finally, he's reinstated back to the NFL with no restrictions, so he's good to play wherever he's going to play, wherever he's going to go. But I don't think he's going to go back to his prison or shows us some kind of way, so we don't really know that yet. And what has happened? We have the players first tomorrow. So, yeah, NBA players first tomorrow. You know, and we know that the Mayweather fight is coming up, and yeah. Like I said, really, you know, nothing major interesting has happened in sports, unfortunately. Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of stuff. I know people like to take revenge on stuff, but man, like his whole career is done. Like he's done. He is so done. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's life, you know. I said people be rich, you know, just because a person is rich on me or they're smart, they're rich on them. Like, I just can't believe that, you know, someone that you just wasted your whole life, but whatever. This is
wrong. Wow, that is crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, also, as you know, actually, we seen a ring on Nicki Minaj's finger. Apparently, she's engaged with Meek Mill. Allegedly, they say it's an engagement ring, but we don't know because she didn't officially say it, but she did show the ring or whatever.
And then, let's not forget McMahon speaking his heart with Bellamina about the same ring.
Yeah, but like I said, like we discussed, you know, offline, you know, Sandra was saying basically like, okay, if you a chick, you know how chicks are. If you get a ring before somebody else, you're going to show it off. You're going to find your own
thing,
you're going to throw it up or whatever. But, I mean, this is a chick's situation. He doesn't need to be involved in that. Like, if apparently Nicki isn't bothered by it, so why is he even talking about it?
Right. That's hey, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, like I said, hopefully, I wish him the best. Hopefully, it works out for him. If she's engaged, she might as well come out and say it. Turn up her ring is like teasing everybody. I just stay engaged and she's amazing, you know? We'll talk for you. She's engaged. And, hey, it's cool. But that's a nice ring, though. That's a gorgeous ring.
That ring looked like it need a freaking ring supporter or something. That ring looked heavy.
It needs a good security with it. Okay, well.
The thing about it is that the only thing about the whole situation is that at the end of the day, to each his own. They get engaged, whatever. I mean, the way they talk and say, like, if they do, it sounds like some baby's coming around the corner or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, more power to them. I wish them the best. I just think it's kind of fast. But, I mean, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? They got money. I mean, she getting older, you know. If she find love with Meek Mills, then, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But that ring is on fleek. That's all I got to say. I'm saying if I ever get engaged and I get something like that, that's all I'm saying. But anyway. Chris Brown is being a father, enjoying father life, and spending time, you know, because all of his friends have babies already anyway, you know, Tyga, Wiz Khalifa. So now he's part of the daddy and kid group now. Now he can go out with the guys like, I got my kid too with the stroller, you know. You know, him and his daughter dressed alike. He posted a picture on his Instagram, and he was just saying that God bless me and my twin royalty. And it just seems like he loves his daughter and he wants to be a daddy. Apparently, there's allegedly rumors that the baby mama's boyfriend is, like, acting like he doesn't want Chris to be around or whatever, you know?
You know, hey, I mean, that's how he feels, but if that's the daddy, then that's the daddy. Hopefully, there's a blood test.
Well, I think Chris is really a big kid too. I think he's gonna be a fun dad. I think they're gonna be fun. They're gonna have fun. Yeah. So I mean, I wish them the best on whatever they decide to do or whatever. Also, it seems like Snoop Dogg and Raekwon are doing some collabs together. So they worked on a project. Also, the interview that we did with Judah Priest, Griffin Weston, Mike Pans, Helter Skelter is now on Lush Radio Online. So you can log on at www.lushradioonline.com. And also the interviews with DJ Hustle and The Game are live on the site. So you can check that out, www.lushradioonline.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Lush Radio Online. Also join our group called Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. So, you know, we all over the place. Also, Rakim is coming to Baltimore in June, and they're going to have a Be More Block party. And, you know, we're going to be in the building with Rakim, and you already know what it is, man. We're going to have more information for you on that situation. Also, for you guys that are trying to fit into that swimsuit because summer is around the corner, Dr. Arp has a swimsuit slim drink, and a swimsuit slim drink. It's one cup of grapefruit or orange juice or pineapple juice, 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, which we live by, and 1 tablespoon of honey, and drink this before each meal, and it breaks down the fat cells faster than anything else. So that's a good tip for all those people that are trying to lose weight and definitely trying to come down. Also, for those people that are suffering from arthritis that don't want to take a whole bunch of pills, you can definitely try to get some fresh turmeric, or you can get the powdered turmeric or get some ginger. They have ginger tea and stuff. It definitely helps to soothe the pain. And also, Sandra, have you been checking out these people transforming themselves with makeup, like dudes looking like, you know, females? Did you see the dude that made himself look like Cookie?
Absolutely. That is amazing. I call that art. That is absolutely amazing. I can never do such a thing or even be close to it. That is great. I like that. These guys are very artistic. Very, very great.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a big phenomenon. This one guy named at JK Bonito, and this guy transformed himself into Kylie, and I mean, it looks just like Kylie and stuff, but the hair wasn't purple and stuff, but it looks exact. And this is a guy. Like, I don't understand how they're doing it, but I mean, they're actually like, you know, that girl that does that hand and be like, what? Like, whatever, the crazy looking girl with the Lily ponytail. He transformed himself into that, transformed himself into Cookie. I was like, wow. I was like, this is amazing. That takes a lot of talent.
It really does. Exactly. It really does.
Definitely takes a lot of talent. Oh, also, some stuff that happened in the week. Also, SWL, Dog on a WWSWL collection, which is our sponsor. She has some stuff on sale right now in Atlanta. It's in the stores right now. Don't forget, Motivational Mondays is each and every Monday with Emma E2K from 9 to 10 o'clock. Also, it seems like Obama is rooting for Hillary Clinton to become the next president. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I'm so happy the fact that, you know, she actually decided to just put everything to the side and say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and run, you know, because she's going to be staying there for the longest, you know, and she's trying to run with Obama, but, you know, that didn't work out for her. But now she ain't got no competition, so I think she's absolutely perfect, and she got President Clinton behind closed doors, so definitely, that's a plus. That's a definite plus, so, yeah, I'm very happy, you know. I hope that she wins. You know, I think she might actually win. You know, if she plays the cards right, she might win. So, yeah.
Definitely. And I don't know if we discussed this past week. I think this past week also, the brass birthday was this past week also. Past week, was it last week or this week?
Yeah,
it was this week also. So you've seen the caption of Drake acting like he was about to vomit or die. But Madonna, like, I don't know if she drooled in his mouth or it was like old lady tongue or something with cobwebs on. I don't know what happened. But he looked like he was disgusted. So.
He tried to backtrack on that and said, no, it was just a shock. It was a mistake. But That's not how you read. I don't know what kind of shit was. I don't know, but it's just taking like.
I think he was being nice. I think it was something happened. I think that breath wasn't all on point.
I think so too. I think he was put on guard, right? And then when he started to move his head, he could be moving his head. It was awkward. Everything about that was just awkward. Like, we don't want to do anything awkward.
Well, you know, she's a cougar anyway. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
shout out to Madonna for trying to molest Drake. Anyway, cherry blossoms are still looking beautiful, you know, on the trees. And I'm worried about our little boy, Jaden Smith. We loved him so much, and we thought he was going to grow up. And you know, I don't know. I think that whole Scientology and all that other stuff has gotten to his head, and now he's wearing dresses like ASAP Rocky. I'm confused. I just wish the best and pray for him. Maybe he might actually chop off his Johnson, because he did throw that out there one day he would chop off his Johnson. I don't know what he's trying to do from that. I don't know what he's trying to achieve with doing that. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know if he wants to be shocking like Kanye. I don't know what's going on. But I just wish the best for him, and I pray that, you know, everything works well for him. Also in the news, Nelly got arrested for felony drug charges. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
I was absolutely shocked at that. And that was a shocker to me.
I was shocked. I'm like, of anybody, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't think Nelly, because Nelly has grown and become more civilized and all kinds of stuff. You know, he's a family man. You know,
a TV show.
I'm like, not Nelly, like anybody else but Nelly.
That's
I was kind of in shock about that one.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that, you know, I'm just hoping that, you know, he gets out soon, because, you know, some people are saying this might could be a part two to Nellyville, who knows, and they might film him coming out of jail. I have no idea, but I just wish the best for him. I wish the best for him and his family. You know, nobody wants to go to jail. It's not.
Absolutely
I don't
not.
Care. As many people try to glorify it, it's not cool to be in jail.
Don't nobody want to go to jail now. Let's be honest, right?
For real.
Everybody like your freedom.
Exactly, and nobody want to get doo-doo chased out that joint, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to get their ass stolen, you know, real talk. But, you know, that's pretty online, you know what I'm saying? You know, proms and stuff are coming around the corner. If you need photo shoots for your prom, definitely hit us up at Less Radio Online, www.lessradioonline.com, at gmail.com, weddings. Any event that you need photography, definitely contact us. We're doing wedding diaries and prom diaries where you have, like, a video capsule of, you know, your day. So definitely hit us up, www.lessradioonline.com. You can see our prices for things on the site for our services, or you can email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. And Sandra will definitely get back to you as soon as possible. And it's a lot of different things that are going on, and May is around the corner. Summer is around the corner. So definitely, you know, get your heart, get your workout in, get your shape in. I've noticed a lot of people have been focused on getting healthy these past couple of months. I mean, people are just turned into the direction of being healthy, or people are going vegan. What's your thoughts on being vegan, man?
Yeah,
do you think you can do it?
I haven't thought to that, because I think the thing is certain nutrients that you get from meat, your body needs. So, you know, you go vegan, and more part of them, I just personally just can't, because I still have to eat certain things. You know, I can't get my protein from eating fish all the time. So I got to eat egg and chicken, and it's to me, going vegan, you know, it's everyone has an option, but to me, it's not something that I would do, you know, not at all, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, to each his own, whatever meal plan or whatever you decide to do, whether it's Atkins or whatever you decide, you know, just be mindful of what, you know, everybody's body is different, you know.
Absolutely.
And the whole thing is that we're just, you know, trying to be healthy at the end of the day. We want to be able to live you know. So, you know, sometimes you don't, you can still eat what you normally eat. I just, you know, try to cut back on so much of the sweets. And I mean,
and
you
I mean,
catch your meals. Go ahead.
No, no, I was going to say, I mean, you're right, you know, you can still eat the same thing. You just got to rationalize what you eat, you know, and the portions. You just can't
exactly
load up your plate and eat two people's meal and one dinner. You know, you have to know the portion of a person, of a meal, of one person. And, I mean, that would definitely help the person. But, yeah, you know, hey.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to be, like, 1,000 pounds and you're like, you know, you're in your 30s or 40s. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like, you want to be able to live for your kids to just live a good life. I mean, you can still eat a hot dog. You can still eat a hot dog, but maybe get one this time. Or
even if you get two,
you know what I'm saying? Or if you get two, just eat one. You know, save the other one for later. Like, you know, you can split it in half. Or even if you do get one, split that in half and eat the other one later as a snack. You know what I'm saying? You can still eat the same thing. Just in case, if you eat a pizza, right, you get one slice. You can cut that pizza in half and eat half of it and eat the other one maybe like a couple, maybe an hour later or something like that as a snack in between.
Right.
Like, just split it in half and consume a lot of water, which flushes out a lot of things. And also, as us as African Americans, we don't always do this, but you should try to detox at least once a month. Try to detox your body. Whether you get a cleanser or you get green tea or whatever, try to detox your body at least once a day because you want to get rid of all of those impurities in your body and stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But, you know, this is Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? We're here to serve the community, give you what you want, what you need. And, you know, any thoughts or any thoughts for the people before we check out?
No, hey, you know, I have to say that everyone just keep doing what you're doing. You know, never say never. I always say that. Never say never. Never say you can't until you try. You know, keep pushing, keep grinding. Don't let no one stop you from your dreams. Reach for the stars and reach for the sky. And if you concentrate, you can actually touch it. Yeah.
Exactly. Like she said, you know what I'm saying, those are definitely some good jewels, you know. And then, you know, watch your surroundings. Watch the people that you bring into the world, you know, in your atmosphere and stuff, you know. Not everybody has good intentions for you. You know, there are some people, if you do have good people in your life, try not to mistreat those people for the people that are doing damage in your life. You know, sometimes we get caught up in situations and we like to, you know, show that love to people that are doing damage, you know, indirectly to you, you know, bringing you down.
Right.
You know, while
right.
the people that are who actually care about you, you know, you start treating them like crap. So, you know, please be aware of the people that are doing damage and people who are trying to uplift you. Just be aware of your surroundings, you know, and don't take life for granted, you know. We are not promised tomorrow. So live each day as, you know, as it's the last day, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, enjoy life, you know. And sometimes we consume ourselves with so much work that we never sit back and smell the roses. I implore you at least once in a year, go on a vacation, pamper yourself, do something with your kids, go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Enjoy life. You don't want to live life with no regrets, okay? So that's all I really have to say. And you know what I'm saying? And love, peace, and chicken grease. And, you know, turn up. 420 is on Monday. You know, I know all of you guys are getting your re-up, you know what I'm saying, and getting your stack ready to blow it in the air, you know. you know, but Lush Radio Online, we're here to serve people. We don't do it for us, we do it for you. We are the people's voice. Don't forget to check out Motivational Mondays each and every Monday from 9 to 10 o'clock with your host, Emma E2K. And you heard the Sports Report with Sandra, and you also heard LaVar Walker, comedian extraordinaire, and Uptown XL. I want to leave you with peace and love. And everyone's a conqueror, so we're going to go ahead and we miss you, Empire. Come back to us. We have nothing else to watch on Wednesday. But here,
nothing.
This is from with Jeffy and Estelle, and we'll be back next week.
But you got